The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for 2 more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Welcome back to Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, and now I get joined by two different voices that you hear in different parts of the 92.9 universe, and two people that I am lucky to host shows with: Madison Cruz, who you know very well here on AST, and Noel White, who you know very well from The Intersection on Thursday nights. What's up, y'all? How you doing?
Hanging out, just, you know, getting ready for everything Atlanta United that's happening this weekend. And, you know, just, you know, we're trying to stay alive, voice trying to stay strong, and we're going to keep rolling.
Noel, about you, how are you?
Yeah, this is right up my alley, right? An intersection of stuff and stuff. And we are right here on the corner of soccer and basketball, it looks like. So I love it.
Yeah, we're in a really cool spot with Atlanta's NWSL team coming here in a couple of years. The Atlanta Dream, we talked about a whole lot last season on The Intersection. I'm really looking forward to their season getting started. We got some CBA stuff we got to talk about on The Intersection. We'll save the soccer audience from that until it comes up on the NWSL side. We know that it will. But Noel, let me just start with you. Like, you know, we've talked about, I've told you, like, I haven't gotten as deep into the WNBA until recently because I really enjoyed the way the Dream played last year and just how exciting that team was to follow. How excited are you about a women's pro soccer team coming to Atlanta?
Oh, it's just one more thing to add to the women's footprint, right? Like, we got the Vibe doing a thing on the volleyball side. They're showing how viable professional volleyball can be. The Dream's been holding it down since 2008. And now we have another soccer presence coming in this city. This absolutely love soccer, and I don't see it really being any different with a bunch of ponytails attached to it, right? Like, there's going to be a slightly different fan base, just like the WNBA, like, you know, women fan a little differently, and that's also fun to see as well.
I feel like what's cool is here in Atlanta, we get all these cross sections of different fans and the way that they fan, and we'll get that with Atlanta and NWSL for sure. I mean, Maddie, we've talked about this from like a youth scene, from a high school scene, from a college scene. Like, women's sports is massive in Atlanta and in Georgia, but now it's growing on the professional side. How important in your mind is it to not just have places for the younger girls to play, but now professional athletes on the women's side?
Well, I think it shows, especially in Georgia and in Atlanta specifically. I mean, people watch women's sports. Like, that's the end all be all. Like, you know, people are ready to consume it. People want to consume it, and there's a need for it. And I think you see that not only with the Atlanta Dream, but you're also seeing that from the soccer side too. You're getting a more emphasis on getting women's voices involved, especially when it comes to women's sports too. So now the opportunity to have the NWSL team just adds to that. And especially for a lot of young athletes, a lot of young soccer players who want the opportunity to go professional, who want the opportunity to take that step, especially when you look at getting an NWSL team here, it gives you that extra layer. You know, now a young player growing up here in Kennesaw, in Atlanta, in Suwanee, in Alpharetta, can sit there and say, you know what? Like, I want to play for Atlanta. I want to play for Atlanta. That's what I want to do when I grow up. I want to stay here. I want to stay home, stay locally, and I want to play for my hometown. That's what I want to do.
Noelle, it's really cool and unique on the soccer side where, you know, we see it with Atlanta United. Kids can join the academy at 10, 11, 12 and go all the way up to sign pro deals. Basketball, the pathway is different, but how big is it for young female athletes to have those role models that they can look to and say, hey, I want to be that player. I want to wear number 22 down the road. I want to be that player when I get old enough.
Yeah, I think it's huge. Like, I have a 13-year-old in Milledgeville right now that's like a little soccer phenom. Like, it would be amazing for her to spend her high school years, you know, watching an Atlanta team play soccer and be really good at it and be like, hey, maybe I can do that. And the same with the W, which is why I think the Dream does a good initiative with a lot of their marketing, especially when they do their scheduled marketing. It's always centered around like a young female player that's growing their game. And they usually pair her, like this year they paired her with Renee Montgomery, you know, part owner of the Dream. And, you know, they're supposed to be meeting up to play a pickup game with a, like a WNBA legend. And in that martyr trip on the way to the court, you know, you get the schedule, but it just shows how they also see the importance of the youth piece when it comes to the sport and the viability of it.
I think, Maddie, what's cool is we're going to see soccer players like that. We're going to see soccer players, you know, on posters, on billboards, hopefully on MARTA buses and trains. And we're going to see these opportunities for soccer players to be like Alicia Gray or to be like Tahina Pau-Pau and to be superstars in this city on the professional soccer side.
I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think at Georgia and Atlanta specifically is a hotbed for soccer. I think it always has been. And especially when you look at the talent. I mean, we go all over the state of Georgia calling high school matches at the boys' side and the girls' side. And the girls' side in particular, I think, has grown exponentially. I mean, you're seeing some of the stars that come out of Georgia as well. I mean, I look at Croy Bethune. I mean, immediately making an impact. She signed with the Kansas City Current right now. I mean, she has grown exponentially, especially in her development and also becoming a star, not only in the NWSL, but also becoming a star for the U.S. Women's National Team. I mean, she's right here in Alpharetta, Georgia. She started here. She played at UGA. Like, that is a homegrown player who is making big waves over in the NWSL and U.S. Women's National Team. Like, that is what young players are looking at right now, especially in Georgia. They're seeing Croy Bethune. They're seeing her make those steps, and now they get the opportunity to do that. And, hey, who knows? Maybe we get Croy Bethune coming back to Atlanta when the NWSL team comes here. I mean, that's what this is going to be, especially with NWSL coming here. That's where you're seeing these little sprouts start to pop up, especially for these players in Georgia, because it is such a hotbed. Because now there's that extra layer of looking ahead. You have some of these young players who are in high school thinking, in 2 years, we're going to have a team here. And I'm going to possibly get the opportunity to maybe get to play for that team. Like, that gives you like a sense of pride. And it always does. When we talk about these homegrowns for Atlanta United, when you get to play for Atlanta United, when you get to wear that crest for the first time, like, that's something special. That's something that a unique experience that only you're going to share with a select group of people. That's what's going to happen now for these young, for these young girls, when they get the opportunity to step in to that jersey, to wear that crest, and they get to say, hey, I'm representing Atlanta. This is me.
It's a crossover segment of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, an intersection, if you will. That was Madison Cruz,
hey.
Noelle White on. Hey, you know, I've been doing this a while. I got a few tricks. I want to go into this, Noelle. Like, Maddie mentioned us going around and calling high school games and seeing players in college. I think of somebody like Jordan Dudley in this moment, where Jordan Dudley was a star at Cambridge High School, went to Florida State, won national championships. She's now with Gotham in the NWSL. But hey, here's the other thing. She was an all-region guard at Cambridge High School on the basketball side as well. We see a lot of basketball and soccer players that have that crossover right now in Georgia high school sports. We're only going to see more of that with teams like the Dream and the NWSL side, with girls saying like, hey, maybe it's flag football. Maybe it's the Dream. Maybe it's soccer. Maybe it's volleyball. There's so many different opportunities for them to play now.
Those are the three major sports I see growing in this city. female basketball, just because some of the stigma has come off of it. You see more girls wanting to go towards basketball and really stick with it into middle school and high school. You're seeing soccer take off. And then there's this flag football piece where teams can't even get like their full team right now because of when flag football season starts in the high school season. Because you got girls still playing softball and girls over here doing wrestling. So the girls are out here playing and they're picking up the sports that are picking up the most steam. And soccer is definitely in there. And to Maddie's point of all of these great players that we have, there's a Kate Harpering right now at Marist High School who's already committed to UNC basketball. I would love to see her come back and play in a dream jersey. Alicia Gray, born and raised in Georgia, who got traded here from Dallas and is super happy to be home, ecstatic to be here. And when you add that with the Tina Powell-Powells and the Ryan Howards and the new coaching we got last season, it really shows what this team can do. And it makes you excited for what the soccer team can do when they get here as well, because there is so much talent here in our own state.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for 2 more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
I think one thing we've talked about on both AST and on the intersection is not just the opportunities to play and not just that it's more visible than it used to be. Look, there's more money in it than there used to be as well. And Trinity Rodman's new contract is a big part of that. And we've got a CBA going on in negotiations on the WNBA side, and that's got to get resolved because there is a lot of money in women's basketball on the professional side right now. It's just maybe not quite being divided up the way that it should be. On the soccer side, Maddie, like I feel like the business is really starting to catch up when you hear how much was paid for the expansion franchise. We see now a front of the jersey sponsor in Aflac that is a record-setting sponsorship on women's sports. The growth on the business side, I think, is really important for the long-term sustainability for these leagues and these teams.
I completely agree. I mean, there's a reason why the 2025 NWSL Championship averaged around 1.2 million viewers. There's a reason for that. There's a reason that it's becoming the most watched match in league history was that match. I mean, there's a reason for it, and it's because there's a need and a want to see more women's soccer on our screens. There's a need for it and people want to see it. And there's been such a stigma, I think, for so long where it's, oh, well, I don't want to watch that. No one's going to watch women's sports. Well, I mean, look at that number and it tells you something completely different. People do want to consume women's soccer. People want to consume women's basketball. People want to consume women's volleyball. People want to see women's sports more on their screens. That's why when you have these record-breaking moments, when you have Trinity Rodman's contract, when you have this negotiation, especially going on with the WNBA right now, that's why it is so important, because you're seeing the growth of these leagues and it only can continue to grow and get better, especially with these partnerships coming into the fold. Like, I'm so excited, I think, to see NWSL here. I'm excited to see women's sports, I think, grow in general, because it's really showcasing, especially here in Georgia and in Atlanta, why it's important to invest in women's sports too, because there is such a need and there's so many people that want it so bad. And, you know, you got to give the people what they want, and what they want to see more women's sports.
I think the other cool thing about it is, and we see this in Atlanta. I mean, Noel, we talk about this all the time on The Intersection, how Atlanta supports Atlanta. When teams are hot, the other teams support that. I'll ask you, how important is it for the Dream and their long-term success to have a women's professional soccer team coming into the market and making the noise that they're making 2 years out from being on the field?
And I think that's why they've already linked up with the Atlanta Vibe for the same reasons, right? To have that female camaraderie within professional sports. And bringing in professional women's soccer is just going to strengthen that camaraderie. And I think you're going to be able to convert a lot of women basketball fans into women's soccer fans. Like, you've created a new window into soccer for some people that may not have picked it up yet in the city. I think they will be really interested to go out there and see women play, especially with a name like Trinity Rod Benetech. We all know Atlanta come out to see stars, whether they're our stars or somebody else's. Trinity Rodman is a gateway drug for Atlanta women into soccer. And like I said, women just fan differently. It's a different experience. You hear music, you hear different chants. It's a different atmosphere, and it's something that's wholly theirs. And men are invited. Yeah, sure, come on, let's have a good time. But it's something that's wholly theirs, and I would love to see that with soccer in the city.
I think what's really cool is seeing how, I think, the Vibe, seeing what's happening with the Dream, that makes it easier for the NWSL team to launch. But Maddie, how important is it for the Dream to be successful on the court and off the court to help the soccer team? Like, I think that's also critical. The Dream, the last year that they had, I think it helped the NWSL team launch maybe in a little bit bigger way, because the Dream were capturing a lot of people's attention.
I think it's really important. I mean, it's kind of like what you said. I mean, every heartbeat in Atlanta, you're going to talk to multiple different people and they're going to tell you, oh, if you're an Atlanta United fan, you're more than likely a Falcons fan. If you're a Falcons fan, you're more than likely a Hawks fan. If you're a Hawks fan, you're more likely going to be a Tech fan, UGA fan, Georgia State, Kennesaw State. Likewise, if you're a Hawks fan, you're going to be a Dream fan too. Like, it all kind of intersects in that way. Haha, intersects. I got y'all.
Ah, look at that.
No, it's one where I think every single, it's like that heartbeat. It's like, you know, it's that hometown pride that you wear. Whenever you see your team, when you see the name Atlanta in front of it, you're going to support it. And I think that's the biggest thing, especially for the Dream. I mean, especially with what they did last season. I mean, the success they had there with the Vibe too now, especially the success they're having. I think it goes in tandem. I think it's going to help build, I think, the hype and the exposure, especially for women's soccer, women's sports in general, I think in Atlanta too. Because it's very clear there is such a hotbed for it and there's a crave for it, I think, specifically here in Georgia. And now the opportunity to have it with NWSL, with the Dream, I think, continuing the stretch that they're on, continuing the success that they're on, and continuing everything that they're doing on and off the court, I think it's only going to help improve the want for more women's sports. Because, I mean, hey, it's going to be nice when you get the chance to, you know, be able to go see the Dream one day and then immediately get to go up and, you know, see the NWSL team too. Like, that's good. That's a weekend that I want. I mean, that's literally what I would want to do. I would never be home. I would be all over Atlanta going and seeing all of these sports. Like, I mean, it's what you want.
Hopefully double the dubs in the chat for the Dream and the Atlanta NWSL team. We'll get into names and what we hope that's going to be down the line. All right. On the Intersection, I usually start a segment with a random music question. I'm going to end this segment with a random music question for each of you. And Maddie, you'll go first. The NWSL team, it's 2 years down the line. There might be a new song between now and then. But if you had to pick the goal song for the Atlanta NWSL team right now, what song would you pick off the top of your head to play?
Oh, that's mean. Why would you not give me the prep for that? Oh,
nope,
that's
nope,
so
that's not
mean.
How this works. That's not how the random music question works.
Oh, my gosh. Oh gosh. Oh,
just
gosh.
First song that comes to mind that you would play after a goal.
Honestly, I don't know why it's coming to me, but honestly, like a Boy by Sierra.
Okay.
I don't know why that was the first
That's a vibe
one.
I didn't expect.
I don't know. That's like, I don't know why that was the first one that like came to my mind, but I just feel like how cool would it be if like a goal is scored and you just hear that coming through? Like, I would be hanging out in the press box being like, ooh, yes. Like, I would just get so hype. I don't know. It's the first one that came to my mind. You put me on the spot, but I don't know. I like it.
Okay, Noelle, what's your goal song that you're picking for the NWSL team?
First of all, I love that. It's exactly what I mean by girls fan different. That's exactly that
is,
the goal.
Yeah, that is not where my head was. I'm like, okay, all right.
At a women's soccer game. Yes, like you are right on the money. Yes. In that same vein, let's see. Give me, I want a TLC song, but what would it be?
Ooh.
That's a good choice.
Give me, I don't know. Let's go with Hat to the Back by TLC.
Okay. Okay. If What About Your Friends hit, I'd be pretty happy about that one too, just to be clear. That one could work.
Oh.
We got time to workshop all this. We'll be figuring all of this out. More crossovers between AST and the Intersection coming up.
Yes, plenty. I got to come on the Intersection. I do the match day mixtape. I got to get some ideas from you guys for a couple of matches.
You got to come hang out on the Intersection. Noelle is going to be crashing AST throughout the World Cup on Thursday nights, which is going to be a wild 6 weeks coming up this summer throughout on 92.9 The Game. But coming up next, thank you all both for being part of this. We're running out of time. Coming up next, we've got more Atlanta soccer tonight right after the break. Coming up after this on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.